In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 2, it reads, "There is none holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God." Hannah moves in her prayer from the personal and particulars of her life to the personal principles of the Lord's ways. Do you see that? She moves from talking about her story to laying down principles of the character of God. And she carries this on all the way through verse 9. So what we are seeing is that who Hannah experiences God to be is not just personal to her, but part of his character in general. In other words, God is not a private God. He is a personal God, but not a private one. Who he is for Hannah is part of his overall character. Now, this is something we don't need to rush past. As Christians, we believe in absolute, universal truth. What that means practically is that we can never say, "This may be true for you, but not for me." We do not buy into the modern language of theological relativity or privatized religion. The God we worship is not one of many gods. He has not created different paths of salvation or come up with different gospel plans that depend upon your skin color, your sexual identity, your personal temperament. Who God is true for all people at all times. His character does not change. He is immutable. There is no variation in him or shadow due to change. He's not one way in the Old Testament and one way in the New Testament. He is as steady and infinite and consistent and powerful and true and just and sovereign as he ever has been. Hannah's God is the God of ages and the God of the universe. And the first thing she draws our attention to is to the fact that God is holy. Thus, there is no room for boasting or pride. Today when you pray, please pray for Danny Ballard and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Kamba LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Kenya.